Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this beautiful silsila regarding the ideal Muslim. And we all must strive to become that ideal Muslim, a sincere and practical Muslim. As you know, in this silsila, we have different episodes covering different and diverse topics that affect the lives of Muslims. And how do we achieve that status of becoming an ideal Muslim, inshallah, azza wa jal. So I hope you're going to stay tuned right to the end. And before we go any further into what topic of discussion we are going to be covering today, make good intentions. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. For each good intention that you make, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you a separate reward for each one, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So what good intentions can we make? Make the good intentions. I'm listening, I'm watching the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. I do hope you have your notebooks out, your pens out. Take notes down. Because ink is the best memory. We will forget many things, but if we have written it down, we can always go and refer to that, inshallah, azza wa jal. If you can think of any other good intentions, make it now to gain maximum thawab and rewards from the court of Almighty Allah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there are so many beautiful and countless blessings and benefits for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak and Salawat upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this very beautiful narration as recorded in the famous book Jami' al-Saghir. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, زينوا مجالسكم بالصلاة علي فإن صلاتكم علي نور لكم يوم القيامة. الله أكبر. It means beautify, decorate your gatherings by reciting durood and salat upon me, because the durood, the salat that you recite upon me will be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our topic of discussion for today is regarding the importance of salah. That's correct. Our five daily prayers, our five daily salahs, how important it is, and what are the warnings, the punishments that the person who neglects this salah will experience. Something for us to think about. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Amr bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This is a thought-provoking narration and something for you and I to think about, that what if this is our condition? Listen carefully. He says, a family member of a certain person had passed away, and the person was buried. After the janazah requirements, the funeral rites, etc. When the brother reached home, he remembered that as I was burying my family member, I forgot a bag of dirhams, a bag of silver coins inside the grave. So he went to the grave digger and they started to open up that grave. As he took that bag, he told the person, just wait a little bit, I want to see the condition of my family member. So he removed one of those planks or bricks. And what did he see? Allahu Akbar. He saw that there was a fire blazing in that grave. Allahu Akbar. He quickly closed up that grave and went to his mother to ask about that family member. The mother says that yes, that person used to offer salah after the stipulated time. And I think sometimes that person would offer salah without wudu. Allahu Akbar. Further, that person used to spy on the secrets of the neighbors. And Allahu Akbar, this could be the reason that this person is getting punishment in the grave. When we look, when we go to the graveyard and we look at the graves, we see sand, we see flowers. That's on top. But beneath, at the bottom, the reality of that, most of us, it is veiled from us. We cannot see the reality of it. Remember, the grave becomes either a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise, of Jannah, or a valley, a pit from the pits of Jahannam, of hellfire. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you heard that this unfortunate person used to perform salah, but after the time, and sometimes without wudu, the punishment of the grave is a reality. Why am I saying this? Me and you as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must live our lives between fear and hope. Fear regarding the punishments and azab of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how we need to lead our lives. And if we know what the punishments are of salah, what the rewards are for salah, this will motivate us to establish our salah inshallah Azza wa Jal. And what kind of a salah must we read? We must not just perform any kind of salah. That the body is there present, physically we are there, but mentally the mind is drifting towards the business or the job or the problems or the family issues. No, this must not be the condition of our salah, my dear and respected viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Our salah must be an imitation of the pious people, how they used to perform salah. Many people complain that I can't concentrate in salah. But there's so many techniques that we can use to actually bring that full concentration in our salah. Listen to this beautiful narration as mentioned in Ruhul Bayan. Sayyiduna Hatim Asam, a great buzruk of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, once visited Sayyiduna Asim bin Yusuf Muhaddith rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, another pious individual. Sayyiduna Asim rahmatullah ta'ala alayh said, O Hatim, do you perform your salah properly? Sayyiduna Hatim said, yes, I do. Then Sayyiduna Hatim Asim asked the same question to Sayyiduna Asim rahmatullah ta'ala alayh. In response to the question, he replied, I perform wudu correctly, completely, and in the proper order. And when the time of salah draws near, I place my feet on the musalla, that is the prayer mat, and keep every part of my body in balance at the time of salah. Each posture, each position, I perform it according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. In my heart, he says, I observe and I think that the glorious Kaaba is in front of me between my eyebrows, and Maqam Ibrahim is near my heart. And with this belief that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is all aware of my apparent and my hidden condition and thoughts as well, I stand in such a way that my feet, I feel, is on the bridge, As-Sirat. Do you know the bridge? Which is finer than a strand of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword. And beneath this is Jahannam, is the hellfire. And this is the only way to get into paradise. the believers, the Muslims, those who pass away with Iman, they will successfully cross this bridge and then enter paradise. And those who disbelieve in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they will fall from this bridge into the fire. Nevertheless, he says, I put my feet and I feel as if I'm standing upon that bridge. I look and I imagine that Jannah, paradise, is towards my right. Jahannam, hellfire, is towards my left. Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, is standing right behind me. And I feel that possibly this could be my very last salah. After this, what will happen? I don't know. And think about this. This is reality. When are we going to go? When are we going to experience death? You and I, we don't know. Accidents happen all the time. We can be fit as a fiddle. We can be so healthy. But accidents are happening. Criminal activities are there. People are just falling down with heart attacks because of tension. So he says, I feel this is my very last salah. I say in the Takbir Tahreema, Allahu Akbar, with all sincerity and humiliation and khushu' and khudu', which means humbleness, humility, and full of concentration. I perform my ruku' in this manner, my sujood in this manner, and I complete my salah with complete concentration. Allahu Akbar. He was asked, do you really do this for every salah? And he replied, yes, I have been doing this for every salah for the past 30 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if only we can start by doing something like this. Try it out. The pious personalities, their lives, their actions, their sayings are there for you and I to imitate, to emulate, to follow in their footsteps. This will aid us in concentration of salah. Our wudu, our salah, the postures, the qira'ah, the recitation of the glorious Qur'an that we read in salah or out of salah, these must be according to how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. When we are standing, we must stand as humble slaves. This is what we are. We are slaves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We are sinful slaves actually. This is our reality, our habit. Unfortunately, our habit has become one of sinning, abusing the eyes, the ears, the limbs, and doing all wrong things in the disobedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If only we can learn the proper method. Because look, how many of us, we went to madrasa so long ago. How much do we remember? How much did we understand at that tender age? How much of it are we practicing today? Dawud Islami is there for you. Dawud Islami is offering these facilities that makes it easy and simple even for grown-ups in the form of Madrasatul Madina, Jami'atul Madina for higher education, that makes it easy for us to learn the proper methods of wudu, of ghusl, of purifying ourselves, of salah, of the recitation of the glorious Qur'an. We have to make the time. And salat, one of the things that salat teaches us is time management, because these five daily appointments that we have, we must mold our lives. We must rearrange our lives as Muslims, as believers, around these salahs. Salah also teaches us patience, because when you're performing salah, we can't rush that salah. Our mind, physically, bodily, mentally, must be there. It teaches us patience as well. When we are performing salah, we must not perform salah half-heartedly. Like I mentioned, that the mind is elsewhere and the body is there. It is mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, verse 142.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when they stand up for salah, for prayer, they do it unwillingly. Regarding this blessed ayah, this blessed verse, it is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawud Islami, that not offering salah or only offering salah in the presence of the people, whereas not offering salah in privacy. So when we are alone, we wouldn't offer those nafil salahs. In front of the people, we would offer not just the fard, but nafil salahs as well. And some people are so hasty that if they are performing salah in front of others, the condition is different. But if they perform salah alone, the condition is different as well. These are some of the signs that when concentration is not there, when we're not performing salah with humbleness and sincerity, we're not doing the positions and the postures correctly, these are some of the signs of laziness as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against being negligent and lazy in the matters of salah. Salah is one of the pillars of Islam. One of the pillars of Islam, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Maryam verse 59,
فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And after them came the unworthy successors who squandered salah and pursued their own desires. So they will soon encounter the valley of Ghay in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Ghay is actually a valley in Jahannam, in hellfire. Listen to its description briefly. Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'udhani rahmatullah ta'ala Ali has stated that Ghay is a valley in hell which is the deepest and the most heated one. It has a well in it. This valley has a well called Hab-Hab. And when the fire of hell itself is about to get extinguished, Allah Azza wa Jal opens up this well which lights the whole of Jahannam, blazes it again as it was. Allahu Akbar. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Bani Israel, verse 96,
كُلَّمَا خَبَتْ زِدْنَاهُمْ سَعِيرًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Whenever it is about to extinguish, we will inflame it more for them. Allahu Akbar. And this well is for whom? Is for those who do not offer their salah. Is for those who have those premarital or postmarital relationships. For those who are adulterers. For those who indulge in drinking alcohol or intoxicants. For those who consume bribery and usury, and for those who cause hurt and trouble to their parents. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Ghay is for these kind of people. How can we bear it? This is the manifestation. Hell itself is the manifestation of the wrath and anger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what problem or difficulty or sickness or disease a person has in this world, no matter what calamity, how severe it can be, if you cut a person to pieces, that pain that the person experiences is nothing compared even to the lightest punishment in Jahannam. And what is that lightest punishment? It is mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the summary of the narration recorded in Sahih Muslim Sharif, that the person who will be given the lightest torment and punishment in Jahannam is that he will be made to wear shoes made of fire. That's right. Shoes made of fire, and it will boil the brain how a copper pot boils. And the person who is experiencing this punishment and this pain, he will feel that I have the worst punishment, when indeed it is actually the lightest punishment. Do we want that? Do we want to be sent to the valley of Ghay? Do we want to be experiencing the lightest or the worst punishments of Jahannam? If not, now is the time. You have life, your soul is still in the body, you are breathing, we have ability, the capability, we have understanding, all of this is intact. When the angel of death finally comes, then even one subhanallah we will not be able to say. Now is the time to reform ourselves and to prepare for what is coming. Death is stalking us. Don't forget this. Establish the salah today, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. That person who intentionally misses one salah, that person's name is engraved and written on the door of Jahannam, on the door of hell, for missing intentionally one salah. And through that door, that person will enter. Allahu Akbar. This is just for missing one salah. What about that person who misses all the salahs or most of the salahs and doesn't worry about it. I met this person, this one brother, and he was very punctual for his Jumu'ah. He should come in early to the masjid and he would complete all the sunan and the nafl. He would stay right till the last dua, salatu salam, and he would go. And once he told me that, you know, I don't read my other salahs, but I make sure Jumu'ah, I dress up properly, I make ghusl, I put my perfume and itr on. I come in early, I go late, and I feel as if I covered up for all my salahs. Allahu Akbar. This is part of ignorance, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, because a person who misses one salah, his name is written on the door of Jahannam through which he will enter. We need to change our mindset that these five daily appointments are with whom? It's not in the court of any ordinary king or judge. The supreme king, the supreme judge, the creator, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we are standing before him. We must stand as humble and sinful slaves that we are and beg Allah Azza wa Jal for his forgiveness. I met another brother and he says that when I mentioned to him that any salahs that were missed must be made up for that. Qada salah must be read and performed. And he was surprised. The first time I'm hearing this. Yes, any salahs from the time you became baligh, because these five daily salahs are compulsory for every sane, adult, Muslim, male and female. And if you miss any in that period, we have to recompense. How? We have to make tawbah. We have to ask Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness for missing those salahs. And we have to read those salahs. Then only there's a possibility we can be forgiven. We can't just make tawbah, ya Allah, forgive me for those salahs that I missed. We have to do that and we have to also perform those salahs. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many warnings for you and I, for that person who doesn't perform his salah. Many benefits are there, physical benefits as well, but we must not do it for the physical benefits. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Uwaymar, Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised me, don't make anyone as a partner to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, even though you are being cut to pieces. Allahu Akbar. Even though you are being cut to pieces or burnt, do not deliberately miss your fard salah, because the one who deliberately misses salah, protection is lifted away from this person. And also do not drink alcohol, wine at all, because it is the root of every evil. It is Ummul Khaba'ith. It is the mother of all evils. Don't be on protection, but if you're missing salah, what's going to happen? According to the blessed hadith, protection is lifted away from this person. Furthermore, how do we want to meet Allah Azza wa Jal? In a good way or with sins, stained with sins? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who misses salah will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in the state that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will have his wrath and anger upon him. Allahu Akbar. Don't we want barakah? Don't we want blessings? How many people complain, there's no barakah, there's no blessings in my rizq, in my income, in my wealth, in my family. The one who misses salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, that person decreases his family and wealth. Allahu Akbar. And also, we are in need of the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who deliberately misses salah is indeed out of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 238. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Guard all your prayers, your salahs, and particularly the middle prayer, and stand with reverence before Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam also made a dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to keep him amongst and his progeny, to keep them amongst those who offer salah. In Surah Ibrahim verse 40, it is mentioned,
رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء.
Translation from Ganzul Iman. O my Lord, keep me as one who establishes prayer, establishes salah, and some of my descendants, O our Lord, and accept my prayer. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, don't just read the salah, establish it. Establish that salah, don't take it lightly. Because as I mentioned, we make many appointments, doctor's appointment, dentist appointment, business meetings. How punctual and serious are we in regards to that? And these are worldly things. What about those 5 daily appointments with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? We are communicating directly to Allah Azza wa Jal. We are worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And salah is one of those great pillars of Islam. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, what is the first action the person will be questioned about? If the police officer stops us, we don't have our license, and he asks us, what happens to us? We become tense and worried, what will happen on the Day of Judgment? It is mentioned, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ, that on the Day of Judgment, first of all, a person will be asked a question about his salah. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated about this blessed hadith that indeed salah is a sign of iman, a sign of faith, and an important act of worship. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many benefits also for us, spiritual and physical. Salah is also a cure for many people, as is mentioned in the beautiful narration that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that undoubtedly salah has cure. Let me give you one example. But remember something, that we are doing salah, we are performing salah to worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, the rewards will be there if our intentions are correct. Physically we get benefit as well. But we don't do it as an exercise. We don't do it for the physical improvements to our body. For example, when a person goes into sajda, into the prostration, right on the ground, now that pressure, it pushes a lot of the oxygenated blood, which means blood which has a lot of pure and clean oxygen, to the brain, which feeds the cells. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And there's so many other aspects, physical benefits of the salah. But again, we don't do it for that. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to fulfill the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is also mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 162, translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who establish salah and give charity, believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and the last day, for them we shall soon give a great reward. Furthermore, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, those who keep the salah established and spend some in our path from what we have provided for them, these are true Muslims. For them are ranks with their Lord and forgiveness and honorable sustenance. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran that, and Allah said, indeed, I am with you. Surely, if you keep prayer established, salah established, and pay zakah, the poor due, and believe in my messengers, and respect them, and lend Allah a good loan, I will surely wipe out your sins, and I will surely admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, we need to mold ourselves. We need to mold our lives in accordance and around these salahs, these 5 daily salahs. If we do this, and if we take our children to the masjid, those who are sensible, we take them to the masjid, and we ingrain this in them, tomorrow when we are not there, then we know, inshallah azza wa jal, these good habits of being punctual and establishing this salah, giving charity, fasting in Ramadan, all these fard ibadat will be their habit. And one of the best things of salah is that it helps a person to remove indecency and sin. As is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45,
إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, the salah stops from indecency. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, make the good intention now. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm not going to miss any of my salahs. Any qada salahs are there that I missed? I will make tawbah and I will fulfill them. I will read them inshallah Azza wa Jal. To become that ideal Muslim, we must ensure that our salah is up to date. I do hope you have taken those notes down. Refer to them. Share this information with others as well. If they practice because you shared it with them, you will also get the reward. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, do join us on the next episode of this wonderful silsila, The Ideal Muslim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.